Hi Janet, how are you?
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Going good. I had a question because I saw that you were contacting me about Rhonda's pay. So the reason why she didn't get so much pay is because I didn't see she only clocked in for one day.
Oh, she did. Oh, did she get paid for that one day? Or she didn't yet?
No, she did. I could tell you exactly what it is. One minute. I tried calling her and Stanley this morning, but they both didn't pick up.
Well, you know why? Because so she got in an argument with my dad and got in his face. He called the police on her.
Oh my.
So she's been neglecting him. So what she does, Sarah, she'll clean the house. See, this is her job. This is why she's getting paid for due. So she'll clean the house and bitch at him for eat or take a shower. Your job is to clean that house. You're getting paid for that. And she bitches at my dad about it. I mean, how you expect to have a job if you're supposed to be cleaning his house and doing his dishes or his laundry? She's not doing, and when she does do it, she bitches at him.
Oh my.
I mean, I don't think that's right, right?
No, really not. But so the reason why is because I see on my end the only visit that she had was for 6 hours and 45 minutes from the 31st. So that's why she only got paid for that little amount.
See, she's telling my dad she didn't even get paid no money.
Let me make sure. One minute.
Yeah, I think she's lying to him, Sarah. And she expects to use my dad's phone, and my dad's fine with it for her clock in, but she thinks she runs the phone. I said, no, hold up a minute. That's my dad's phone. I pay his phone bill. That's not your phone. Your job is only to clock in and clock out on it.
Yeah,
So
she
she
got paid
got
on the
minimum.
9th, $85.71.
Oh,
Direct
okay.
deposit.
See, she told my dad she didn't get paid, so I'm thinking she's lying to him. But the thing is, Sarah, she's hired to clean the house and cook or whatever. My dad has to cook himself because she don't cook. That's the mess up thing. You're supposed to be helping him with that. So yesterday we was there. So he has a truck, but he doesn't really drive it. He don't. So I basically gave him that truck, so if she needed to take him somewhere. I know she don't get paid for taking him to the doctors or none. That's what the state said when they was on the phone. I'm fine with that. But I gave him that truck so that way she can take him to the store and everything. So we was over there yesterday, and she was arguing with him. I was like, Rhonda, you have no right over here arguing with him, neglecting him. If you don't like it, you can leave. You don't live here. You can go. So she's telling, screaming and yelling. And my dad's like, I'm not even arguing with her. And she's sitting here screaming and yelling at me for no reason. And then she writes on the door, it's like a little chalkboard, whoever messes this house needs to clean it up. Your job is to clean the house. What are you talking about? Right or wrong?
So no, 100% right, but I think you should have Stanley call me because maybe I
Yeah,
can ask him.
I'm trying to get a hold of him right now, Sarah, because so she came over this morning and was supposed to like help around the house. She started getting her smart mouth with him, like neglecting him, like him asking for certain things. Maybe I don't know what he asked her for. I don't know. He just called and told me. So she got in his face. He called the police on her because he's old and she's 48. I mean, it's a big difference there.
100%.
So the police came and made her leave, and I don't know what happened after that because I didn't get up until just a while ago. And I seen you call me, and I told my dad I would call when I got up, but he's not answering.
Okay, so I guess I'm gonna get through to him also because I see that on Friday, I have a clock in for her for 16 and a half hours, so I'm assuming that that's a mistake. So I want to fix that up. And also on Wednesday and Thursday, I only have clock ins and no clock outs, so I need to
See,
get
that's
all that.
dumb. That's dumb. How can you clock in and don't clock out? I mean, that's your job to do that.
Yeah, people do
I
miss it
don't
all the time, but so I just have to put those in. So as soon as you get a hold of her, then you could tell her to give me a call because I'm gonna need a timesheet to be filled out then.
Yeah, because I mean, it's a big headache with her. It really is, Sarah. It is. I mean, you're supposed to be over there helping him, not bitching at him for eat or drink water or drink juice or whatever. or take a bath. That is your job to clean it. That's your job. That's why you're getting paid. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't get it. It's just one big headache with her. It is. And I don't want to say too much because my dad's okay with her sometimes, you know, and sometimes he's not. I mean, it seems like he's getting tired of it. I mean, the way she is. And I know the nurse, I know if you hire somebody else to do it from your agency, it would be different. They wouldn't do that. That's their job to go out there and help him if he needs that food to cook or if she needs to clean the house, the dishes, or whatever. She bitches for that, everything.
Wow.
So I don't understand it.
Okay, so I guess just give him a call and then get back to me.
Okay, I will, Sarah.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
All right, bye.